Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting second. The right fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Lefty Stewart. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting second. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting third. The right fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rabbit Warsler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gordon Rhodes. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gordon Rhodes. And now, play ball. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a line drive into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a fly ball into right field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball four. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Farrell moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive towards short. Cronin catches it and throws to second to double up Farrell. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus misplays the ball. That's an error on McManus. Stewart moves to third. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 1 in the game. Mainisch takes first base on ball 4. Meyer moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stewart scores. Meyer scores. Mainisch moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Senators. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a fly ball towards right. Goslin settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Goslin. Warsler moves to third. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0 for 1 in the game. Bludge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rhodes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Schult. Jolly reaches second base with a double. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Farrell takes first base on ball four. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Manish. McManus reaches second base with a double. Jolly scores. Farrell moves to third. It's 2-1, Senators. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodapp fields the ball and throws to Rhodes covering. Safe. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-1 in the game. Warsler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0-for-1 in the game. Rhodes strikes out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cronin hits a pop-up towards short. Warsler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 0-for-2 in the game. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. QL hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-2 in the game. Cook hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Farrell takes first base on ball four. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0-for-2 in the game. Bluge takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell bunts towards third. Werber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bluge moves to second. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stewart bunts in front of the plate. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Bluge moves to third. Sewell moves to second. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a pop-up towards short. Warsler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-3 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Warsler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0-for-2 in the game. Rhodes hits a fly ball into right field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-3 in the game. Werber hits a fly ball towards left. Manish settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Manish. Warsler moves to second. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Mainisch hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-3 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Cronin moves to second. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. QL strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cook hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mainisch. Cook reaches second base with a double. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. Cook moves to third. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cook scores. Two outs. It's Senators, 2, Red Sox, 2. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bluge hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodapp scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Meyer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodapp hits a fly ball into right field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Warsler hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0-for-3 in the game. Rhodes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-4 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cook. Goslin reaches second base with a double. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Goslin moves to third. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Cronin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Goslin scores. It's 3-2. Senators. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-4 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cronin moves to third. Schult moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-4 in the game. QL is walked intentionally. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bluge hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sewell takes first base on ball four. Cronin scores. Schult moves to third. QL moves to second. It's 4-2, Senators. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stewart hits a pop-up towards short. Warsler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-4 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-4 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Cook hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oliver moves to second. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it and throws to second for the out. Oliver moves to third. Two outs. Lou Leggett pinch runs for Smee Jolly. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliver scores. Leggett moves to second. It's 4-3, Senators. Jack Russell now pitching. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manish. McManus reaches second base with a double. Leggett scores. There goes Farrell trying to get to home. Manish throws the ball into Sewell, who tags Farrell for the out. It's Senators, 4, Red Sox, 4. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Seeds now playing left field. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Bob Weiland now pitching. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Goslin bunts towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Manish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Meyer moves to second. Bob Klein now pitching. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 4-for-5 in the game, with two singles and two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Meyer moves to third. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber juggles the ball. That's an error on Werber. Meyer scores. Manish moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Senators. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 4 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson pinch hits for Rabbit Warsler. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Judge pinch hits for Bob Klein. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.